All right, guys, welcome to Sales Pitch. And these streaming services that make us pay to watch ads is bullshit. Okay? I'm talking about, why doesn't Netflix start doing it too? Why doesn't Netflix have a plan that's $4.99 a month that what has an ad plan built in when you watch your show every time? I think this is getting crazy. And Disney Plus, guys, is no exception to that. They did a dick move, making us pay for ads. Disney Plus ads per show or in the movies are generally, typically over a minute long. And the guy, Bob Iger, is the new CEO of Disney. And he has a different pricing strategy to what he says revolutionized Disney. Look, it's not doing me a favor as a customer, Bob Iger. I'm telling you right now, I think it's a dick move that you guys can't fix Disney Plus and figure out who's going to run the damn thing and make it fair for everybody. I'm paying you $7.99 a month, worth basically $8 a month, to watch ads on a movie as I'm watching it. Now, when I go to a movie theater, Bob Iger, president of Disney Plus, or whatever, who the CEO of Disney, I gotta tell you, guy, I just think it's a dick move for us to have to watch ads and pay for it. I am not bullish on their streaming service, and plus that, you guys got contracts with Disney. With Disney's got contracts with all kinds of movie production companies like Sony. And they keep screwing over their customer with not putting the movies on there that we should be watching. Like all the Spider-Man movies on there. Okay? All the Venom movies. All the movies that have any production value with Disney are spread out through all the streaming services. And we already pay for the other streaming services as well as Disney Plus. Because they all want a piece of your wallet is what they want. And we. Oh, well, this streaming service has a license agreement with us. No, you don't. The streaming service is just a service to put the movie on. Legal or not legal, okay? I am not liking how these providers and these CEOs don't understand. They understand what their rights are, and they just want more money, and that's proven with Disney Plus. Look, I tried Disney Plus for the first time. For the $8 a month plan, and just was wanting to watch. There's a couple movies on there I wanted to watch. One was the new Ant-Man and the Wasp movie, okay, that just came out with the new with the Quantum Realm. And look, I didn't want to go watch it on Amazon Prime and pay. I could have paid like the full price and just watched it on with no ads. Okay, all these movies on these streaming services, if you just want to watch them, you can pay to watch the full movie without no ads in it. On Disney, any movie that Disney owns is on Amazon Prime. All these shows are on Amazon Prime, well, most of them. And I don't understand a service that comes out and wants to charge me $8 to watch ads. I'm already paying you for the service. It's just a dick move from these CEOs. Making us pay for bullshit. And look, I'm just tired. I'm just calling them out now. I'm calling these CEOs of these companies that are just putting blinders over us, saying, "Oh well, this is what you have to pay for now. You got to pay for you got if you want our service for $8 a month, you poor thing. You want the cheap service, then you're getting a cheap experience." That's what I feel. I feel like the high school kid in the hallway with the sign in the back saying, "Kick me." And it's okay to kick me around. And it's not okay, Bob Iger, to kick people, your customers around and give us shit. Okay? I'm already paying for internet and I'm already paying for cable. And cable did the same thing in the beginning. Paid cable is meant to get rid of ads. Well, that didn't work either because they started giving you ads anyway. Now, when I'm watching the movie and paying you $8 a month, I don't care if you want to put the ads in the beginning of the movie like you would when you go to a movie theater, or the ads in the back of the movie after the movie's over, but don't put it in the beginning of the movie, you fucker. Bob, Iger, you dumbass. We're calling you out for the bullshit that it is. And if you guys don't agree or agree with me or not, I'm particularly sick of these streaming services doing so. And trying to, oh, well, we need to remain profitable. You make a lot of fucking money, Disney, so don't give me that bullshit that you're not making enough money and making your customer feel bad and pulling blinders over us every fucking day. Don't give us that horse bull fuck. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of CEOs running these companies like fucking shit and treating their customers like shit. Okay? It goes for every CEO of every company. Oh, my job is to make my shareholders money. When you're saying shareholders are pissed off watching your service go to the ground because it sucks with these paying you $8 for ads. Oh, $11 if you don't want the ads. So you make me pay more money for more bullshit. And I still see ads. I'll see ads on ad choices all the time on the internet, you know, just to give you the news. Now, there are ad blockers. One other way you could do it, if you got a cloud service, you could stream the movie in the background and then take the ads out. It would just do it that way. But guys, these guys, Disney Plus is ripping you off. Not just with having to pay $8 a month for the ads, not putting all the movies on there. They have deals with contracts with Sony and other contracts with other movie deals. Oh, I'm sorry, we got to have a license agreement to put it on Disney Plus. We got to have a license agreement to put it on Netflix. We have to have a license agreement to put it here. Why don't you just put it all up your asses and stop the bullshit? That's what I'm talking about. I shouldn't have to pay for Hulu, Hulu Plus, and a Disney Plus with Hulu package for $18 a month or whatever other horse shit you want to give me. It's a ripoff, and you guys are ripping us off, and the consumers act is definitely hearing it from me. Somebody needs to step up and go to Congress and start lobbying against these assholes that keep making us pay for bullshit. Well, the internet's not new. The streaming service, what's next? Are you going to start charging AI just so I can be alive next? That's the next step, because humanity's dead anyway. We've already fucked this planet up. We're done. Look, wildfires in Canada up in the northern hemisphere ain't normal. So, and look, humans ain't going to learn from each other. You know why? Because we're all assholes. We're never going to learn until it's too late. The cars are polluting the planet, and the manufacturers that produce those cars are doing the same thing. And the CEOs, like Disney, don't give a rat's ass about what the consumer thinks for a service that they provide to you, like it's a favor for me to watch your service for $8 a month to watch shitty ads. Making streaming in particular shitty. I just think, Bob, you're an asshole for putting the blinders over us as a CEO. I think it's not stepping down. You guys can't get a CEO that want to run that motherfucking company. Because you guys are idiots. You don't, particularly Walt Disney, I think if he was still alive, probably kick your guys' ass in the gear. You guys don't know what you're doing with something you already have, because you don't know how to do business. You don't know how to think straight, in a straight line. You know what? I have a tape measure as a carpenter, all right? That's what I do. I flip houses for a living. And I take a piece of shit house, if I was the CEO of a company, and I buy it, and I make it look attractive for the next buyer to buy, give them a nice home. Well, Mr. Bob, CEO of Disney, I'm here in my living room watching your ads as I pay you $8 a month, and I don't think it's very attractive. I think it's a piece of shit. Your streaming service absolutely sucks, dude. Absolutely. If you guys agree with me or not, most of these streaming services suck. I think Netflix has got some pretty good thing going on. But right now, I've already watched all the shows in there. I'm not particularly liking the quality of the shows for what we pay, but they are making their own movies and stuff with Disney. but they're not giving us everything in there that we pay for. They're not being legitimate, or I'm saying they're not being truthful with their customers and what they produced put on Disney Plus. That's my problem with you, Mr. Bob Iger. If I'm producing your name right or not, I don't even give a shit, because the quality of your service sucks. So the quality of my program is going to suck too. Because I got to do this for free for a while before I start making any ad revenue to talk to you people. Talk about the crap. So what is it going to change? What is it going to take for these streaming services to get rid of these ads? Well, to me, I can watch Tubi for free if I want ads, guys. There are a lot of free streaming services that got great movies for free. And I can give you a list of them if you guys want to listen to it. List of free streaming services. And I'm going to give you those. Free streaming services. Okay? For 2023. And we're going to go through the ones that are good compared to the ones that are bad. So here we go. No subscription needed. Watch, there's over 200 plus three free channels. Okay? Now, the ones that are say that they're free that are not good, I'm not going to include those. But Peacock, NBC, $19 for a year ain't bad, but it's not free. I'm not saying it's bad, guys, but at least you're upfront about what you're paying for here. Unlike Disney, where they keep throwing you price hacks at us every day. Oh, well, now it's $8.99. Now it's $7.99. Oh, now it's $8 a month with ads. Now, I tell you one that's good. Pluto TV is really good. They got a lot of great content in there for free. But they have ads. So, at least they're upfront about it and not charging you like Disney Plus does, Mr. CEO Iger, Bob Iger. Come on. Tubi is a good service. Crackle, which once was owned by Sony, or apparently still is, not really sure on that. And they had some good shows going on, but Crackle pretty much fell apart. I don't think nobody's doing anything with it anymore. But it was good. Other one is, if you got Roku TV, the Roku channels. Popcorn Flix is good. Xumo, Xumo, or whatever. Xumo is a really good service. Now, there's a lot of other great services out there you can find. I'm just giving you the ones I think are really, really, really well done. There's a bunch of them that are free. A person to watch, best free streaming service 2023, a TV Guide channel, actually. Here is a good article on that. Freevee, I think, is owned by Amazon. That is a really good one. It is really good, actually. And Peacock does have a free service. Now, what does it say with ads? Yes, ads, yes. Free with ads, yes. Okay? Disney Plus, if you're going to offer me something to pay for, then don't put ads in it. I shouldn't have to pay you for ads. But I got all these other... I got Tubi watching great, great movies in there with ads. Okay? They got great popular titles. They got Deadpool. They got Mad Men. They got Lost. James Bond movies. Spider-Man movies. They got really good movies in Tubi. So, okay, Peacock, Freevee, Pluto, Tubi, Crackle, and Roku channel. Now you can pay extra for premium with Roku and just get all these movies for free. The TV shows with it for free. Not have to pay Disney's dumbass bullshit. Okay? I can pay for Amazon Prime and not pay for the movies. Amazon Prime, yes, guys. Their streaming service absolutely kicks the shit out of it all. But I am an influencer on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon Prime, I don't know if I can put a link in here or not. I don't think I can. But the only con I can come up with that is shady with Disney is I'm paying you $8 a month to watch ads. I shouldn't have to pay you anything to watch ads. Period. And I think business and the consumers need to be on board here. You know, I'm done. I'm not paying for your bull. I'm not paying you $11 a month just to skip out on the ads. Okay. I just think we are getting railroaded on your prices on your shitty streaming services called Disney Plus. And if you don't like what I got to say, then talk to me as a normal person, assholes, because you're treating me like an asshole with that streaming bullshit on there. Me paying you for ads, Mr. Bob, and we're done with your bullshit. And I'm telling you, one dick to another, you're being a dick, okay? And I'm tired of these assholes taking advantage of us. I'm not being nice no more. You can have a smile all you want. You know why? Because when it comes to the end of the day, you don't care about your customer. You just care about a shitty service named Disney Plus. See you guys later. Keep listening to my show as I bitch about these CEOs, because I'm going after every one of you fuckheads. You got me? Because I'm coming after all CEOs when you fuck up and take advantage of your customers and put blinders on us. I'm coming after all you motherfuckers.